Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, January the 20th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page, over to the left, under the heading Links. Please open the link and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, without further ado, let's have a look on at what's on offer for today. The introduction is, as is depressingly frequent these days, about the debt and how it's leading directly to the crash ahead. Debt is the real elephant in the room. 20 years ago, the public debt stood at $5.6 trillion. And since then, it's soared to $23.1 trillion. So I have more to say, and I don't apologise for the fact that I talk so much about it. Well, it seems that, as far as the Fed is concerned, some new facts have come to light. Rand Paul has resurrected the idea that the Fed should be audited, something that I approve of wholeheartedly. So I have more to say about that. It's never been audited in its 100 years of existence. So we will then talk about inequality. And I have some little-known statistics, some unusual and interesting statistics, which actually bear upon inequality in the sense that it's not all about who owns what. There are other issues which can be quantified as well. Then I'm going to talk about how you know if you are happy. This is not a panacea for everybody to take their temperature, but just a very short observation that I have, given that I spend a lot of time talking about happiness. I quote from Epicurus, which I'm going to do here just very quickly, which I don't normally do, but I'm going to give you the quote that I open the segment with. Do not spoil what you have by desiring what you have not. Remember that what you now have was once among the things you only hoped for. Unbelievably profound, and lots more to say about that. So, then I'll give you an update on Brexit, which comes up next week, no less. Thank God, after all this time, it's actually happening. Then the bad news Brexit edition comes your way with unfailing regularity. Then I'm going to ask very quickly how bad Soleimani, General Soleimani, was. We're going to try to see if we can discover whether he really was the ogre America says he was. Okay, then we will talk about the Senate trial very, very quickly. A preamble. I'll probably have a lot more to say about that in future shows. But to start with, just a few quick words on the current state of play. And then I'm going to finish the show with a segment on second citizenships. I often talk about becoming the citizen of another country. It helps you in a number of different ways. It gives you a bolt hole, a plan B, definitely to be recommended. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email, and in the subject line, write sample shows. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So please feel free to select any of the 3 shows, or rather any three of the shows in my Podbean archive. But if you don't have a preference, I strongly suggest the latest 3 shows, because my shows tend to concentrate largely on current events, and since the current events will be more familiar to you, you'll have a better chance of assessing my approach. So with that, let me now give you my contact information, starting with my email, which is rwlmartin1@aol.com. It's my initials, rwlmartin1@aol.com, which is also, by the way, at the top of the Podbean page, my own Podbean page, so you'll find it there if you don't happen to note it down here. As you know, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. I haven't been updating them as much as I would have liked. I've been very busy, hoping to get back to some kind of rhythm there. But in any event, my Facebook page, which I would like you to consult from time to time, is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all lowercase, no punctuation, no gaps. Again, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter address, which has the one-liners you've all been accustomed to, comes out at www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. RM for my initials and Wake Up Call. So, ladies and gentlemen, it being Monday, let me wish you a wonderful week ahead. This is Richard Martin from The Wake Up Call, back with you again on Friday. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.